from KQED.
It's KQED News. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. We in the news media are all abuzz today about how the Associated Press let go a young reporter over what it said were violations of their social media policy. And there's a local connection. Reporter Emily Wilder made these posts as a student at Stanford, where she participated in pro-Palestinian activism. Janine Zakaria, a former Jerusalem correspondent for The Washington Post, joins us. She taught Wilder at Stanford. There has been a lot of criticism of the AP here that they should have used this as a teaching moment instead of just dismissing her. You say they made an even bigger mistake. What was that error?
Well, Raquel, the main thing that I wanted to point out here is that while there is an issue in newsrooms about social media policies and what's legitimate and what's not, if you actually look at what Emily Wilder tweeted during her 17 short days at the AP, there may have been a mild offense when she expressed some commentary about the question of objectivity in reporting on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And as you mentioned, they could have said to her, you know, really, we don't, that feels like an opinion. Why don't you take that down? Whereas instead, they fired her and really didn't clarify for her what tweets or social media posts may have been in violation of their policy. What I see here as someone who's a longtime journalist on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and someone who studies disinformation now, or campaigns that are deliberately false in an effort to achieve a political agenda, is that you have to see this in the context of Israel's bombing of the AP offices in Gaza. When the Stanford College Republicans released tweets about Emily's past activism, this was in the context of the AP fighting a campaign to make them seem like they were Hamas sympathizers because they Israelis say they shared a building in the Gaza Strip. So what you actually had here was a disinformation campaign that had very little to do with Emily herself.
Speaking of the Associated Press, more than 100 AP staffers signed a letter demanding more clarity. And since this is about media transparency, we should note that I worked in the AP's Los Angeles Bureau for 8 years. So how do you think this might affect the AP's credibility on covering the Israeli-Palestinian conflict?
Well, what's so interesting is if her firing, which came after, you know, Stanford College Republicans tweeted, then something called The Federalist, then the Washington Free Beacon, Ben Shapiro, and then eventually Tom Cotton, and then Fox News. If it was a panicked response to just make the problem go away because they were worried that keeping her in Arizona would make the AP seem biased against Israel, now, given her firing, it makes them look, you know, people are saying biased towards Israel, which is what the letter by the AP employees suggest. I mean, in terms of the AP, let's be clear, is one of the top news organizations in the world. They do an extraordinary job covering the conflict. I was based in Israel in the 90s, and I worked for Reuters right next to the AP staff. They are incredible. And that's why I send my young student journalists to work there, because I want them to be trained by the best.
I want to talk about social media policies. Most news organizations have policies that relate to social media, including KQED. You can read our code of ethics on our website. Should social media policies govern past posts and activism?
How could they, right? I mean, so this is a question that newsroom managers really need to wrestle with right now, because you have a whole generation of brilliant students, say, for example, who may have gone to Black Lives Matter protests last year, and they all posted on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and whatnot. And now say, what happens if they come and take a class with me at Stanford or, you know, Berkeley, and they decide, wow, I really want to be a journalist, you know? And so my job is to take these people and take these wonderful, smart kids and teach them how to channel their social conscience into impactful accountability journalism, right? And so there needs to be some tolerance that, of course, when you were in college, you were doing activism and whatnot, could have been on any issue. And that all of their lives, no matter how much I may say, you know what, people care about what you know, not what you think, and I discourage posting opinions, this generation lives online. But we have to cope with this. And the way to cope with it is to realize that, of course, all journalists have opinions, and you have to evaluate people on their work.
All right, Janine Zakaria, Stanford lecturer and former Middle East correspondent, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KQED News.